USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump celebrating primary election victories in New Hampshire today. Biden winning in a write-in campaign on the Democratic side, Trump topping rival Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Biden on Wednesday as well, notching a significant political endorsement. The United Auto Workers Union announced it is officially backing Biden.
If Donald Trump ever worked in an auto plant, he'd be a company man trying to squeeze the American worker.
UAW President Sean Fain in Wednesday's announcement, labor union bosses did show support for Trump back in his run in 2016. More recently, Fain credits Biden for becoming the first sitting president to join the picket line as UAW members walked out on the big three automakers, earning themselves big pay raises last November. Just as election year politics are heating up, The Daily Show will welcome back longtime legend and host Jon Stewart. He's set to return and host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights beginning February 12th, while the show finds a permanent host for Trevor Noah, who left in December 2022. British billionaire Joe Lewis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. He was accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. Controversy over the Barbie movie is brewing at the Oscars.
The Oscar nominations came out yesterday, and while Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, among others, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera picked up supporting nods. Lead actress Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed. That did not sit well with Gosling, being that he said there's no Ken without Barbie.
USA's Corey Myers, no response to the complaints from the Academy. This
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The heavy fighting continues between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. Israeli forces suffering their worst losses in a while this week when Hamas militants killed 21 IDF troops in Gaza on Monday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby discussed the Biden administration's vision of a post-war Gaza.
We don't want to see Hamas in charge of Gaza anymore. We certainly agree with our Israeli counterparts that whatever the future of post-conflict Gaza looks like, it can't include Hamas leaders.
Former President Donald Trump or current President Joe Biden may still have a path back into the Oval Office no matter how the election shakes out in November. If either side successfully delays certification of election results in Congress 1 year from now, those election results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. Republicans control the majority of state legislative seats in America, but democratically controlled and influenced states may yet have a high enough number of electoral votes still to hand Biden a victory at the end of the day. Such a process would be brand new territory for the country in modern time, but is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. The L.A. Times is announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it is losing between $30 and $40 million every year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.